till tonight?
I think he was supposed to be here.
Okay. Well, it's just six now, so we'll go ahead and get started. So with that, we'll move on to the big item tonight, general action items 2A, the program C well site selection. This is an item that is part of the Basin Management Plan infrastructure improvements, and it's been a long time coming. And Mr. Munns, would you walk us through this?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, and good evening to the members of the board and community members listening in. Before we begin, I'd like to introduce the team we have with us tonight to answer any questions the board or the public may have. We have our district engineer, Rob Miller, Spencer Harris, hydrogeologist with Cleve Harris Group, and Brandy Cummings, project manager with SWCA and the consultant on this project. Next slide, please. I would like to start by providing a little bit of background on the Basin Plan and Program C referred to in the staff report. The Basin Plan was formally adopted back in 2015. The purpose of the plan is to provide programs and projects to reverse seawater intrusion into the basin in order to provide a sustainable water supply for the community. There are four programs discussed in the plan, programs A through D. Programs A and C were designed to stabilize the basin for existing residents. Program C, referred in the report, includes a set of infrastructure improvements that would allow the purveyors to shift some of the groundwater production from the lower aquifer from the western side to the central area. Next slide, please. Back in 2018, four sites, A, B, C, and D, were identified as potential Program C locations. In November 2018, the board approved moving forward with a test site at Site A, which is adjacent to the Los Osos Middle School. This work was completed in January 2020 with disappointing results, and it was determined the geology of that area was not suitable for a community well. After receiving the results from the test well at Site A, staff reviewed the existing data on the remaining three sites and requested Cleve Harris Group to perform a preliminary assessment on two additional sites. Upon completion of the analysis, the new sites, it was determined that sites E and F met the criteria in the basin plan and were added to the list. At this point, it was decided it would be prudent to complete the preliminary environmental work before making any recommendation to the board. At the May 7th, 2020 meeting, the board approved an agreement with SWCA to perform an environmental constraints analysis of the five sites in the subsequent CEQA work. As work started on the constraints analysis, Site D had to be eliminated from the list because the property owner was not responsive to the district's request for a right entry to the property. Next site slide, please. Next, I wanted to review the site locations and their attributes. We do have a diagram up that showed the general vicinities of the sites we are looking at. Site B is located at the end of Sage Avenue and is an undeveloped property which has two potential sites for a municipal well. The site is privately owned and, if chosen, would require an easement to the site, which the cost would have to be determined. The total depth of the well at this site would be on the order of 350 feet, and production would be focused on zones D and E. Site C is located on Andre Avenue. The well would be located on a developed 1-acre residential parcel. The site is privately owned, and if chosen, in return for a low-cost easement to the well location, the property owner has requested a water reservation from the production of the well for future new development. The depth of the well would be on the order of about 600 feet, and production would be focused on zones D and E. Site E is the former Bay Ridge wastewater treatment site on Bay Oaks Drive, right at South Bay Boulevard. The facility was decommissioned and has been inactive for over 3 years and is owned by the district. The depth of the well would be up to 700 feet, and production would be focused on zones D and E, but also has potential for pulling water from zone C, which I want to emphasize is not part of the project we're looking at tonight. Site F is in the county right-of-way adjacent to Ramona Avenue at South Bay Boulevard and is in the district's water service area. The public right-of-way extends for several traveling along Ramona Avenue and could provide sufficient space for a well site. To date, the county has not been approached on the availability of the site for this type of activity. If selected, an easement with the county would be needed. The depth of the well would be on the order of 400 feet, and production would be focused on zone D and E. Next slide, please. As I mentioned, it was determined that it'd be prudent to perform the environmental constraints analysis at this point in the site evaluation work. The purposes of the analysis is to provide a preliminary level pre-California Environmental Quality Act or CEQA document which summarizes the potential impacts that may warrant a greater level of analysis under CEQA determination. Next slide, please. The constraints analysis looks at an array of resources, all of which are discussed in the report and listed on this slide. It was important to note that if Site C was selected, further analysis on the potential for growth inducement would be needed based on the request by the property owner for the reservation of water from the well. Next slide, please. As summarized in the constraints analysis, Site E has been determined to be the least constrained and preferred alternative from a resource perspective, based largely on having the lowest potential to support the Morrow shoulder band snail and the northern legless lizard. Next slide, please. In the next couple of slides, we're going to look at production and estimated sustainable yield for each location. In order for a site to be considered, it needs to produce at least 100 acre feet of water per year. Under this production scenario, the four sites are relatively equal, as you can see on the right hand of the slide. And if you're not viewing, they're all within about 10 to 20 acre feet of each other. Next slide, please. Under anticipated actual operation conditions, as can be seen on this slide, Site C and E are capable of producing 200 acre feet of water per year, but Site C provides the largest increase in sustainable yield. This is due to its location over the basin and its proximity to Los Osos Creek. Next slide, please. With that said, well production and basin yield are not the only factors that need to be considered when selecting the well site. In order to try to compare the sites and the factors, the team put together this table to help with the comparison. The weighting system and the table are meant to be a tool to understand each site's characteristics in an understandable format and to arrive at the top sites for consideration. As you can see, I'll go quickly through the factors, and is based on a scale of 1 to 5. The first one, proximity to infrastructure, they were all about equal except for site F, which was the closest to the district's infrastructure. As far as community and neighborhood acceptance, sites B and C, we received the most comments about concerns, and site E and F, relatively the same. We did receive one letter on site E. Property owner status and costs. We know site C and E are definitely high, would be a 5. With site F being county, we'd expect that to be an okay one, and site B being the one that we'd have to negotiate an easement for. Environmental constraints is basically just ranked according to the constraints analysis. Site layout and access. I wanted to emphasize that we had our staff look at each of these sites and they agreed that site E and F were the best for long-term maintenance and work on the site. And so those were ranked a little bit higher. In terms of permitting, B, C, and F are all about the same in terms that they'll need a development plan and move through that process for approval. Site E would not need a development plan, but would need a minor use permit, which would expedite, could expedite the permitting process. So it got a little higher score there. In terms of production, Site C and E have that 200 acre feet per year production potential. So they ranked the highest. And yield, of course, Site C was the highest. So again, what this demonstrates and the takeaway is that Site C and E are fairly equal in ranking and are the top two choices. Next slide, please. So with that, what came into the recommendation to select Site E are these following bullet points that I want to go through. Site E is owned by the district, which means no outside agreements are necessary and no easement conditions would be applicable to it. The property is zoned public facilities, which means the project is considered compatible with the existing on-site land uses and generally compatible with surrounding uses. And as I stated, the site is not subject to the approval of a development plan from the county, which means it can move more quickly through the process. As I also said, access to the site for ongoing repairs and maintenance is superior. Next slide, please. In terms of constructability, when we did decommission the septic tanks, a large area was leveled to provide ample room for well drilling activities. And additionally, it's adjacent to a detention basin, which can be used for well discharge, which is a huge bonus and a plus for drilling this well. And per the environmental constraints analysis, it is the least constrained and preferred alternative. Though not part of this project, future aquifer development at Site E, either through a combined aquifer zone DE, C, D, and E, or a separate well, could reduce the difference in yield between Site C and Site E. This would also increase production capabilities as well. And finally, it's limited to no potential to impact private wells. Site E is estimated to have the greatest potential for water level impacts. That could result in additional costs that, and this is per a Cleath-Harris group study back in 2018. Next. So with the selection of a site, the next steps would be completing the environmental work, including the initial study and mitigated negative declaration. We take several board actions for the approval of the environmental document after the development of the professional services contract for drilling phase of the project that would have to come to the board. And then we would have to award the drilling contract and complete the well C construction and testing, develop the engineering documents for equipping and connecting the well for service, and we'll have to evaluate the water transmission options to move the water to the district system. With that, the financial impacts at this point of the project, we already have in place an agreement with SWCA to complete the remaining environmental work. The cost estimate to develop the agreements for the drilling phase is around $10,000. And I want to emphasize that all the costs to develop the program C are part of the fiscal year 2021 capital outlay budget. So with that, we have the motion for you to approve the selection of Site E as the preferred location and approve moving forward with phase two of the CEQA analysis. And I did want to add that the UAC discussed the project in detail at their October 21st meeting and concur with the recommendation. And with that, we can open it up to questions.
Thank you, Mr. Munns. Yes, UAC did have a robust discussion about this issue, and I want to thank Mr. Harris and Mr. Miller for joining in that night. It was good to just hear that level of discussion going on at our committee meetings, and I'm happy about the way this is moving forward. So with that, we'll turn to public comment for this agenda item.
I received a bunch of public comments via email. So if you are planning on speaking and you sent me a public comment, you have to pick one or the other. So if you would like to speak, please raise your hand. To raise your hand, you dial *9 or raise your hand. And if you would like to speak on this item, please *9 or raise your hand. I'm going to start reading some of the comments that I received. This one is from Jenny. To Los Osos CSD board members, I am the property owner in Los Osos with a well at my own as my own source of water. Regarding program C well site, I strongly support site E and oppose site C. As site C will affect my water supply, I urge the board to vote for site E for the following reasons. Site E does not impact my private well, unlike site C, the Andre site. No future mitigation to domestic well owners will be necessary, which could prove costly for the CSD and very inconvenient for the homeowners and renters. Site E does not require the CSD to surrender water to a developer. Why would we relinquish 10% of the water of a municipal well? Will this 10% reserve hasten development in our dry basin? Per the environmental review and per the district's trusted experts, Site E is a preferred and recommended site. Site E requires less permitting. Site E has easier access for drilling, construction, and maintenance. Site E can be pumped from the upper aquifer, unlike Site C. Thank you all for protecting our private wells and water supply. This comment is from Greg Neal and Carolyn Neal. Dear Los Osos Board of Directors, we are writing to urge you to select Site E, former Bay Ridge Estates wastewater treatment site, as the location for the Program C well site. Site E is recommended by the district staff, district general manager, district engineer, and Cleve Harris hydrologist, as well as the utility advisory committee. Our reasons for supporting your selection of Site E include, unlike Site C, Andre site, Site E will not impact domestic well owners. No future mitigation to domestic well owners will be necessary, which could prove costly for the CSD and very inconvenient for the homeowners and renters. On page 8 of the August 2018 Cleve Harris memorandum, several potentially costly mitigations are recommended if Site C was selected. Site E does not require the CSD to surrender water to any developers. Why would the CSD relinquish 10% of the water of a municipal well? Will this 10% reserve hasten development in our dry basin? Per the environmental report, Site E is a preferred and recommended site. Site E requires less permitting, which will make the project faster and less expensive. Site E has the easiest access for drilling, construction, and maintenance. Site E has the potential to pump from the upper aquifer, unlike Site C. This could provide significantly more water than stated in the Program C well site comparison reports. Thank you for your consideration in this matter. The next comment is from Max Seischer. He said, Site E would appear to be the obvious choice. It is owned by the district and would not require a 10% reserve. That's a giveaway. From Sabra Scott, she says, I live on Andre Avenue. I am opposed to placement of a community well on our street, Site C. Generally speaking, I am opposed to future further development of Los Osos. The water needs of the current population of homeowners is at risk already. To even consider putting a community well in a residential area such as exists in the neighborhood of Andre Avenue is ludicrous. That plan speaks to the needs of outside developers and others who do not live in the area. It seems to me that some people seem to wish to make Los Osos into a community which does not reflect the desires of those of us who have chosen to live here for many years. Please understand that the water needs of the current inhabitants will be threatened if you were to choose Site C. Our peaceful community is feeling threatened already just by the consideration of putting this well in our neighborhood. And by the way, giving away water rights to a developer is unconscionable, in my opinion, and I am astonished that you would consider it in any circumstances. My neighbors and I are wanting to be heard. Thank you for your consideration. From Ernie and Christy Delido, they said, I am writing to this email to advise you about our position in support of Site E well site and our opposition to Site C well site. Site E will not impact private wells, whereas Site C will. Site E does not require the CSD to surrender water to a developer. Even the district's experts agree that Site E is the preferred and recommended site. It will also require less permitting and has easier access for drilling, construction, and maintenance. The most important issue to us is that the well at Site E will be pumping from our upper aquifer, which will not infringe on the basin Site C occupies, where we and our neighbors have our wells. Thank you for your consideration. Now, this is from David and Susan Clifford. Dear Los Osos CSD members, I understand you will be voting on the program Seawell site on November 5th. I urge you to vote for Site E instead. Site E does not impact mine and my neighbor's well. No further mitigation to domestic well owners would be necessary. This would be expensive for the CSD and very inconvenient to we homeowners. I can't imagine why you would vote for Site C when this would mean surrendering precious well water to a developer. It is clear, per the environmental review and the district's trusted experts, that Site E is the better choice. Site E requires less permitting and affords easier access for drilling, construction, and maintenance. Also, Site E can be pumped from the upper aquifer, unlike Site C. My husband and I had to dig a new, deeper well a couple of years ago, as did our surrounding neighbors. It's no fun to discover that one day your trusted water supply is drying up. This happened to us once, and we'll do everything in our power to prevent it from happening again. We beg you to vote for Site E. Thank you for your consideration. From Eric Brinkman. He writes, I am writing out of concern for the potential placement of a municipal well in close proximity to my home on Willow Drive. It is my understanding that there is consideration of placing a municipal well on Andre Avenue. I am deeply concerned about this proposed location as it is approximately 100 yards from my home. We rely on well water as our water source. Recently, other homes in our neighborhood have had to drill deeper wells to access water. Placing a municipal well in close proximity to homes that are already facing issues with water access does not seem practical. It is my understanding that the former Bay Ridge Estates wastewater treatment site is another location being considered. This seems a much more appropriate location given that homes in proximity to that site do not rely on well water as their water source. In addition, I understand that were the site on Andre to be selected, the owner of the property, a developer from our area, would receive 10% of the water from that source, potentially allowing him to develop multiple properties in Los Osos. That seems greatly at odds with the water shortage problems our community currently faces. Please support the placement of the municipal well at Site E. Gail and Glenn Goodman write, we strongly support well Site E at Bay Ridge. Jenny Kurtz writes, Judy and Ed Van Fleet say, my wife and I have lived on Napomo Avenue, Los Osos, for the past 30 years. Judy was a math teacher at Morro Bay High School and Cuesta for 24 years. We are now retired and living off fixed incomes. Like most people in our neighborhood, we would be severely financially impacted should we need to install a new well. Two wells a half block to the south of us and one well half a block to the west have recently gone dry. The average new well costs us $30,000. We therefore strongly urge you to totally abandon any thought or action of placing a well on the Andre Avenue Site C. In addition to negatively impacting the neighborhood, it would be an insult and call to action for all the vacant lot owners should 10% of the water be given away. We therefore request that the new blending well we installed on be installed on Site E. Please note the community sees this as a temporary stopgap measure. Pumping water from one location to another does not address our water shortage. Hopefully we can work together to formulate a long-term solution. From Kathleen Schwann, I am writing to urge the board to adopt Site E as the well site for the new development in Los Osos. I strongly oppose Site C on Andre as for it would surrender our district's water to a developer. This is clearly a choice that could open up many problematic situations for the community. In addition to my convictions, environmental reviews mark Site E as the best choice. The site requires less permitting and has easier access for drilling, construction, and maintenance. The site can be pumped from the upper sea aquifer. I thank you for considering my opinions. This is from Robert and Carolyn Bolas. We are Los Osos residents living on Napomo Avenue and owners of our own private well. We have been very concerned about the location of Site C as a proposed site as it would greatly affect the availability of water in our well. Thus, we are very glad to hear that Site E has been recommended over Site C as the number one choice. Site E will not impact the private wells in our neighborhood and it will not require the CSD to surrender water to a private developer. Thank you so much for your thoughts and your thorough and thoughtful process in choosing a site. This is from Larry Bender and Marcia Page. We are writing to state our objection to the Site C for the Program C well. There are many reasons that Site C is inappropriate. Site E is more appropriate choice for this project. Using Site C will result in many potential problems. It will impact many private wells that the local residents depend on as their own water source. future mitigation to the domestic well owners will be required, which could prove very costly to the CSD. Also, Site C requires that we relinquish 10% of the municipal well water. This may hasten development to our dry basin. Most importantly, there are potential health and safety issues to using Site C. As you know, drilling any well could contaminate the aquifer. Secondly, there could be casing leaks that would allow seepage between aquifers. There is definitely a concern that placing municipal well on Site C will overtax the aquifer for the surrounding domestic wells. There is significant opposition from the neighbors to the site. Site E is much better choice for this project. Per the environmental review and per the district's trusted experts, Site E is the preferred and recommended site. Unlike Site C, Site E can be pumped from the upper aquifer. Site E does not require us to surrender 10% to a developer. Site E requires less permitting. Site E has easier access for drilling, construction, and maintenance. No mitigations will be required at Site E, and it will cause less inconvenience to the surrounding residents. Please choose Site E for the program C well. From Peter and Catherine Zodovich. My wife and I strongly support Site E and oppose Site C for the following reasons. One, per the environmental review and per the district's trusted experts, Site E is the preferred and recommended site. Two, Site E does not impact private wells unlike Site C. Three, no future mitigations to domestic well owners will be necessary, which could prove to be very costly for the CSD and very inconvenient for the homeowners and renters. Site E does not require the CSD to surrender water to a developer. Site E requires less permitting. Site E has easier access for drilling, construction, and maintenance. Site E can be pumped from the upper aquifer, unlike Site C. Site E cannot cost as much as Site C, which is great for taxpayers, and it is good for the CSD because it shows fiscal responsibility. It seems to us that Site E is a win-win for everybody. We strongly support Site E, and we hope you do as well. This is from C. Smith. I support the recommendation to approve Site E for the new well site. Site E is a logical and best choice for all the reasons stated in the General Manager's Report summary of the recommendation on pages 2-4 and 2-5. Recap of recommendations. Site is owned by the district. Easement and water reservations not applicable to developer. Site E zoned public facilities unlike Site C. C zoned residential. Fewer permits and less costly. Easier access for drilling, construction, and maintenance. Potential for more water than Site C. No impact on existing Site C wells and future mitigation. Thank you for your time and service. And this is from Scott and Mary Kelting. We are writing this email to advise you about our position in support of Site E well site and our opposition to Site C well site. We support Site E for the following reasons. Site E does not have as much of a potential impact on private wells, unlike Site C, the Andre site. This could help reduce the risk of future mitigation to domestic well owners. Site C would cause additional traffic in low-density residential neighborhood that is zoned rural residential. Site C would change the architectural aesthetics of the neighborhood. Site E does not require the CSD to surrender water to a developer. Per the environmental review and per the district's trusted experts, Site E is the preferred and recommended site. Site E requires less permitting and eliminating the need to go through the California Coastal Commission. Site E has easier access for drilling, construction, and maintenance. Those are all the written in comments I have. If anybody else would like to make a public comment on this, please dial *9 if you're on your phone or raise your hand. Again, that's *9 or raise your hand. Let's see here. All right, you are able to speak. Hello?
Yes, good evening. Mr. President and board members, my name is Jeff Edwards, and I wanted to clarify with regard to comments made regarding next steps. And I understand the environmental review was shown on the slide, but what wasn't shown on the slide but was mentioned orally by the general manager was the need for a minor use permit and coastal development permit for a well at Site E. And so just to clarify, that MUP and CDP must be approved before you start talking about drilling contracts. And just to give you an idea, the MUP CDP process, including Coastal Commission review, if applicable, takes about 6 months to a year. So as much as we're all interested in getting the program CWELL accomplished, I wanted to make sure the next steps were clear and that your board was not didn't have unrealistic expectations about when this might come to pass. So once the environmental review is completed, the CSD as the lead agency will file the environmental work with the state through the state clearinghouse and then make application to the county of San Luis Obispo for the MUP and CDP, which again could take 6 months, is usually kind of a minimum, up to a year. Thank you for the chance to comment. Appreciate it.
All right, Robert, you just have to unmute yourself.
Hi, and thank you for this opportunity to speak. And also thank you for all the thought and work that you put in to selecting potential well sites. My name is Robert Cohen. My family and I have lived on Willow Drive since 1985. Our only water source is a private well. This well was 120 feet deep, but in 1989, we needed to have a deeper well drilled due to the lack of water. Now the well is 230 feet deep. In the last 3 years, three of our neighbors had the same problem, and each of these neighbors had to have wells drilled to approximately the same depth as ours. I'm deeply concerned that pumping water from the Andre well site could affect not only my well, but many private wells in the area. Again, I want to emphasize that for many of us, a private well is our only source of water, and there is no water pipeline in the streets near our home. Please consider this when a well site is selected. Thank you very much, and thank you for letting me speak. Stay healthy.
There is no other public comment at this time.
Thank you, Ms. Durbin. That was you. You must have practiced that. You had to have read each of those letters. I don't know how many times. Thank you. And I want to thank the community for chiming in and paying attention to this issue. Do we have any questions, comments? What do the fellow board members think?
Well, this is Matthew. I guess I was at the UAC meeting, so got to kind of hash out a lot of any of the questions I had there. But going through this, it seems pretty obvious to me that Site E is the preferred location and is going to result in lower costs overall for this project to achieve the desired results of shifting that production. So I support Site E.
Any other comments? Because I know at UAC, this has been a robust discussion all along, and I'm really kind of happy that even though it seems like we have a clear choice, that the Site C well was actually part of the mix, because it seems to have brought a lot of attention to groundwater basin management and that sort of thing. And the part of the basin management that's been missing is all the private wells out east of the creek. And I don't know how the three water purveyors in the county can be truly expected to accurately try and monitor and predict and manage the basin without the cooperation of those private wells. There's so many of them out there. And it sounds like maybe some of the upper aquifer, the shallow water is being tapped and overtapped, and they're going to be, I don't know what's going on, but obviously we all need to work on this together. We have one basin, and for all of the private wells out there, maybe there's one question, Mr. Munns, you could answer for me. It's my understanding that when new wells are drilled, there is monitoring capability as a part of that permit, but not the requirement to report or allow monitoring. So we're kind of taking steps to get to the point where we have a true and accurate picture of the water use in the basin. And I encourage all you private water well users out there in the East to think about how valuable it would be to have everybody on board with a monitoring plan and that would just help the purveyors. And anyway, anybody else have any thoughts? I'll entertain a motion about that. I really appreciate the thoroughness of the report tonight. It's not easy to put all these slides together to pull together that written technical report that we had. It's very complex. We're talking about environmental issues. We're talking about production and yield, and it's just complex. And I think the technical reports that we had really guided us. And I want to thank everybody that reviewed them. And Mr. Edwards' comments about, let's not get too excited. We've got a site that we think is going to work. And now we'll step through the process. And so we're a long ways from drilling a well, but tonight is a big step. And I'll entertain a motion for this issue.
Okay, this is Matthew. I move that the board approve the selection of Site E as the preferred location of the Program C well and approve of moving forward with the phase two of the California Environmental Quality Act CEQA analysis.
And I'll second that. Oh, I beat you. You can second. I don't care.
Marshall, okay.
You can do it, Marshall. It's fine.
Well, no, being on the Basin Management Committee, we've dealt with this for years and years and years, and I appreciate all the time and effort that staff's put into it.
Absolutely. We need a vote.
Director Forcroy.
Yes.
Director Millage.
Yes.
Director Ohilski.
Yes.
Vice President Womack.
Yes.
President Sesenia.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you. I'm glad that step has been taken, and we'll continue to move forward with basin management issues and the agenda for tonight. Let's see, where are we? We're on to administrative and committee reports, fire department report.
I'm sorry, Chuck, we're on public comment for agendas, not on the agenda.
Oh, how did I miss that?
If you would like to make a public comment for items not on the agenda and you're on your phone, please dial *9. If you're on your computer, please raise your hand. All right, you are able to speak.
Thank you, Mr. President, again, board members. My name is Jeff Edwards, and I wanted to speak to the Basin Management Committee meeting of October 21st. And I made some comments also at the meeting later that day at UAC. At BMC, there was a presentation made by John Austin of the Public Works Department. And I was somewhat shocked by what I heard, and I did report that to the UAC. As a member of the BMC, the Los Osos Community Services District should be concerned with the role that the water recycling facility is playing in basin management. And Marshall, you're at the Basin Management Committee meetings. This is your purview. Right now, the county and the wastewater treatment facility appears to be at cross purposes with basin management. For example, they reported at the BMC in October that dryland farmers were going to be getting water starting this month. And I can tell you from personal experience, one of them is Mr. Goodwin. He's getting 10 acre feet, and he's going to use it to put in a half acre lawn at his house on Blue Heron View Drive. His neighbor, Mr. May, he's getting 5 acre feet. He has his well's 13 gallons a minute, terrible well, no water. he's getting 5 acre feet for orchids, to grow orchids. Sea Pines is getting 60 acre feet so far just this year. They might end up getting 80 to 90 acre feet by the end, year's end. None of these water deliveries have anything to do with seawater intrusion mitigation. This is adaptive management, not old school. And the county's responsible, but we're not holding them accountable. Marshall, you're not holding them accountable. And in fact, we're 4 years into this water recycling facility, and we don't. And the fact that we don't have it together is insanity. And it's not a matter of money, as we all know, on the heels of a huge rate increase, sewer rate increase, they have a $7 million annual budget. So it's not about the money. We need to hold the county accountable at how they operate the wastewater treatment facility, how they deal with the water recycling plan, and how it's not fulfilling the obligations of the basin management. And in fact, as I mentioned, it's at cross purposes. So we can talk about basin management all we want, but unless we sync up with the wastewater recycling facility in delivering this water to strategic locations that actually have seawater intrusion mitigation, we are kidding ourselves. Thank you very much.
There's no other public comment at this time.
Okay. You know, I have to say thank you for that public comment, because I'm troubled by sending water to farmers that aren't replacing water that they're pumping out of the ground. We do need to pay more attention to this. And some of the comments at the Basin Management Committee, and we'll go into it later on when we talk about UAC report and that kind of thing. But I just believe that the purveyors need to work a little bit more together to make sure that the county isn't working across purposes with us. Thank you for that comment. And now we'll move on to administrative and committee reports. So we have a fire department report. Are there any questions or comments about that? Got to say, the only thing I noticed as I was reading through it, 16 false alarms. I thought, boy, that seems like a lot. And then as I read through their report, they give us actually kind of a month by month, an annual review of things. And that's not out of line. It just seems like a lot around here. That's so unproductive. Okay, after fire, we have the Sheriff's Department. No report from Sheriff's Department. Utilities Department report. Margaret, what do you have for us?
If I could jump in, Chuck, for Margaret here. I think she's on the line. We have the report that we typically give. I did want to make a correction on the per capita water use. Unfortunately, the formula or the cells in the Excel sheet, we didn't populate right. That should be actually for this year, 67.3 gallons per person per day instead of 59.8. And this other highlights, I know typically we'll run through the production and run times, but I wanted to focus a little bit on the Utilities Department update, which is at the back of the report. In particular, I wanted to talk about the South Bay Well Transmission Main project. It's been completed, and we actually started operating it this week. And as we thought would happen, we're able to increase the production from the South Bay Lower Well from around 50 to 80 gallons per minute I think can get as high as 140 to 150 gallons per minute. We don't know what that'll equate to acre feet yet, but it shows a significant amount of production capacity that we've added by completing that project. On the 10th Street well and the issues we've been having, we have now scheduled a time to start the liner project for that. Preliminary work will start on a Thursday, Friday, the November 12th and 13th, and the liner will be starting to be installed on that Monday, the 16th. So I'll report back, or we will report back on that as soon as we have news to report out on. And then finally, 3rd Street well, we have it in production. We had a few glitches with some electrical issues, but we seem to be working through those. And the significance of both the South Bay Well Transmission Project and the 3rd Street Well is it's resulting in significantly lowering the run times at Palisades and the 8th Street Well. I think Palisades, shortly after we started running 3rd Street, we only ran for 2 hours one day. I don't think it ran the following day at all. So we'll start seeing that reflected in those totals for run times. With that, any questions on the utilities report?
Anything from fellow board members? I'm really, the 3rd Street well, this is big. This is really big. Just to have that back online as an option is just tremendous. Thank you for following up with that.
Yeah, we're very excited about 3rd Street.
Yeah. And then the South Bay too. That's been a long time coming. We've talked about it for years, and just to have that, I guess we're down to, have we striped the pavement yet?
I haven't driven out. I think so. I think Margaret was working on the notice of completion to have signed by everyone. So I think
that's the final sign of a finished project. Okay, good. The general manager's report.
Just real quick on the general manager report, I have a few items here. In terms of COVID-19 response, I've been monitoring it. It appears the county's moving towards the orange tier. And for those that don't know, there's purple, which is the lowest, red, which we're in right now, orange, and then yellow before you exit any tiering. So what we're looking at is reopening the office once we hit the orange tier. And so we're taking all the precautions and setting ourselves up to be able to safely interact with the public again. And we want to definitely thank all of our customers for the patience and understanding since we closed the office back in March. But be assured we are still here. Call or email. We will respond to you. Another big one is the Los Osos Community Plan update. It went through the Planning Commission final hearing on October 8th. They approved the plan. They approved moving forward the growth management ordinance and recommended moving the resource summary report all to the Board of Supervisors. There's a hearing tentatively scheduled for December 15th. After conferring with the other purveyors, out here, the district will be sending a letter to the Board of Supervisors, similar to the one we sent to the Planning Commission, but I will revise it, expressing our concerns with the water resources part of that Los Osos Community Plan. Other than that, attended a great LAIF, Local Agency Investment Fund webinar. It was fascinating to hear the take on the economy and where LAIF is going. Of course, interest rates are depressed right now, but they're fairly optimistic that they'll hold steady from this point and improve over the next year. And then finally, on late fees, we reinstituted charging late fees this month. It was based on a decision looking at our customers and that we have seeing that most people are keeping up and that it's really people that are always behind taking advantage of the not being charged late fees. But we will keep you posted on that. And if there's any questions, I can answer them now.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can I attend the LAIF webinar in the future, and do they have a replay?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can send you a link to a replay. I'll forward an email to you. I thought you might be interested.
Yep. Thanks.
Any other board comments? I want to go back to the community plan update. And I want to make it clear that the UAC at our last meeting asked that the district send this letter to the Board of Supervisors, much like we sent one to the Planning Commission, expressing our concerns about the plans that they want to take to the Coastal Commission. And I'm a little concerned that at the Basin Management Committee, when it was brought up by Golden State that these letters had been written and was there going to be kind of a response? How are we going to deal with that? It was kind of brushed aside by the county as a, well, we'll work with each of you individually to address your concerns. And I found that kind of troubling that three of the four members of the Basin Management Committee had concerns about the county's plan, and the county did not want to discuss those at the Basin Management Committee meeting. So this letter that we're going to write, obviously the UAC encouraged it. I encourage it. I would not want to just send it to the Board of Supervisors. I want to have it read into the public comment record the day of that meeting. And I don't know the appropriate person to do that. Let's talk about that. Anyone have any thoughts?
Well, I do know the meeting date is December 15th, where they're deciding our fate.
It's the next step. I don't know if deciding our fate will happen then, but that happens every day that we turn on our water taps, it seems, really. But I want to do more than write a letter, because the county is very good at just ignoring letters that get written. You know, a couple years ago, we wrote one about a playground and all the effort that we put into addressing community complaints about county park. And
President Sasanian?
Yes.
If I might, you might want to have a discussion. We might want to pull this off consent.
Excellent point. Well, I guess the simple issue is, do we read the letter into public comment that day, or just send the letter? And does that require a separate discussion?
What I might suggest is that we do the letter, and as you're aware, there's several ways to, you know, for your 3 minutes for public comment. You can either call in and record a voicemail that they actually play at the board. You can do an email, which is similar to what Laura did tonight. They'll read the email, or you can do a live comment. We have one more board meeting before the 15th. And I can draft something that could either be read by one of the board members or myself, and we can make that decision at our next board meeting.
You know, that's true. I forget that we do have one more board meeting. I was getting ahead of myself. I thought this was the last one. So when we see the letter at our next board meeting, we'll make that decision then. Thank you, Attorney Minery, for bringing that to my attention. So with that, any other comments, questions about the general manager's report? Okay, we'll move on to the chamber report. We do have a written report from them. This is one of the downsides of Zooming. We just don't get to talk to each other and keep abreast of what's going on in the community. Actually, there's less going on, but that makes it more important maybe that we do kind of communicate. So we do have the business expo happening through the end of the year. Let's try and support our local businesses. I know we all care. Let's do that. And after the chamber, Community Advisory Council report. We've got a written report from Christine. Any comments or questions about that? Okay, Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. It seems like there's been some movement maybe from Fish and Wildlife about our pathway.
I can chime in on that. It's been an interesting ride with them. I had a discussion with them, Thursday, beginning of this week. And they decided not to revise the permit for an incidental take during the wet season, but they did say we could proceed possibly at our own risk, meaning if we did have a take, there would be consequences. So I discussed it a little bit with Carrie Brown, who's our planner out here from county planning, and she and I are going to look at it to see if they want to move forward and condition our building permit with added measures that we've already proposed from our biologist to allow us to move forward. So long story short, we're not sure how it's going to move forward yet.
It seems like the risk here would be that you have protocols in place, but once you award a construction contract, you want to move forward, and if that darn snail happens to show up, anyway, I trust the biologists that we're working with, and so please, yeah, let's just keep moving on this.
But Fish and Wildlife did say if it didn't move forward because our permit with them expires in March 2021, that they would consider extending it, and it was highly likely we could move it out.
Good. Okay.
So can you clarify for me the risks? What are the risks if we move forward?
Well, if we move forward and we have if the protection, if they would have agreed to the measures and the protections we had proposed, and there was an incidental take, we would be covered. There'd be no liability. But since they aren't going to revise the permit for wet weather construction, if there happens to be a take, then there's a liability to the district.
A take meaning we heard a snail?
We heard a snail. Yeah.
That was, okay, right.
Sorry. But I think this is Matthew. I think we should point out, though, that we would have all of our measures in place to, you know, if we went down that path, either way, all the measures would be in place to keep the snails out of the work area and then inspect the work area to make sure there are no snails.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. As I said, I trust the biologists that people have dealt with snail issues. So we're not going to move down a path to the point of harming ourselves. And we don't want to harm snails. So thank you for continuing to work on this. Utility Advisory Committee meeting report. We've talked a bit about the things that we talked about at our last UAC. The well site selection was the big issue. Again, a robust discussion at that committee meeting. And I want to thank the preparers of the reports and the committee members for all their questions. And it's good that we're going to move ahead with that. And the other issue that came out of the meeting was the letter, and we'll talk about that in December. Finance Advisory Committee report. Marshall. Is he not with
Sorry,
us?
Sorry, I had to unmute myself.
Of course.
So
returns, I know.
Yes. So we had our meeting and basically did the warrants and the financial reports discussion, and unanimously recommended that the board approve both those items that are on the consent agenda. It was a relatively quick and short meeting. I thought that, again, they had a lot of compliments for Ron and Laura for the way the report was being provided and updated. And we still have a vacancy, so we're still looking for somebody, Matthew.
Yeah, it's we're looking for a few people Financial Advisory Committee. I think the UAC has an opening. And
anyway, so that was it. I mean, that was it. Just a recommendation that the board approve those two items.
You know, we need to find a way to fill those vacancies and generate some interest. Let's pay attention to that if we have a couple of openings. But it is nice to be on stable ground, to be able to meet our commitments with the BMC, the fire department. I'm really happy with the way the finances are at. Director's announcements of district and community interest, reports on attendance at public meetings, anything else?
Yeah, I have, there's a written report of the BMC, so that's in your packet.
Yes, lots going on there. There's lots going on with the strategic planning efforts and the financing efforts, and I'm happy to see that there's some movement there. It feels like there's energy being generated when things had been stagnant for a while, and I'm glad to hear that. And just a brief aside, William Garfinkel, Mr. Garfinkel, who used to be a member of the Basin Management Committee, I just saw a notice in the paper that he's no longer with us, and I'd like to say thank you, Bill, for the care he gave to our community.
I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just saw that today. Because I think he was the one that kind of first talked about, hey, do we need to maybe revise our projections based on recent rainfall data. And we're looking at that old 17 and a half inches per year. And you know, is it time for that? Yeah. And so, yeah.
Bill, he had generated his own updated reports that we piggybacked on and now are the basis for our, you know, updated reports. I'm sorry to hear that. I really am.
Yeah. You know, having lived in this town for many years, yeah, it's always sad when somebody who meant so much isn't with us anymore. So yeah. Response to previously asked questions. Do we have any of that hanging around?
We do not.
Okay, public comment for items on the administrative and committee reports in the consent agenda.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're on your phone, please dial *9. If you're on your computer, please raise your hand. All right, Jeff, you're able to speak. Just have to unmute yourself.
Hello, it's actually Julie. Oh.
Hello.
Hi, Julie Tacker. And I didn't see a BMC report attached to the packet. Maybe I missed it. I was looking in the director's compensation section of the warrants. Maybe Mr. Ohilski could enlighten me to where I could find a BMC report, because it wasn't there. Speaking of director's compensation, there was some discussion at the Finance Advisory Committee about some year-to-date numbers not being there for director's compensation. And I raised a historic issue related to Vicki Millage's overcompensation and generated a little more conversation from one of the board members and some history. And I still would like to see there be an actual accounting of the full term of Ms. Millage on the board to sort of audit how much compensation she took over her reign, and that the district be fully reimbursed for those meetings that were not eligible for compensation. You'll remember that the district attorney's office was involved, but they went off of Renee Osborne's accounting for just a year of Ms. Millage's term. But the ineligible meetings and those charges did take place longer than Ms. Osborne's analysis. So I think before Vicki leaves the board, that analysis should be done and she should be asked to reimburse the community fully for the charges that she wasn't eligible for. So those are my comments. Again, please guide me to the BMC report that is in the packet somewhere. Thank you.
I can, when we're done, I can explain where it is, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's no other public comment at this time. And Julie, I was going to let you know it is in agenda item 6A.
All right. It's the first item in agenda 6A, which is the administrative committee reports and approved committee amendments. It's the first item in that link. Anyway, that's where it is.
I remember seeing it. Any other comment on the consent agenda and committee reports? Okay.
I'll make a motion, Chuck, if you're ready.
I am ready. I am so ready to have wastewater and solid waste taken away from our mission statement. Thank you, staff, for just the complete attention to detail that you have been giving our district. I appreciate it. And so we'll entertain that motion.
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and move or that the board go ahead and receive and file the committee and the reports and adopt the consent agenda.
Excuse me, I don't, have we gone through everything on the consent agenda already?
What do you mean?
Okay, I'm just checking.
Let's see, where have we got? We got to meet, we actually took the
administrative and committee reports.
Right. Consent agenda.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to be clear, but thank you.
No. That's why we have you here with us. Thank you. So on the consent agenda, we're going to receive the administrative committee reports, the meeting minutes of October 1st. Do we have any comments on those? Any questions or corrections?
And President Sasania, this is just board member comments on the consent.
Yes. Warrant register, the financial report. I thought that all looked pretty good. Approval of our board meeting schedule. The resolution adopting, we've got a resolution. Thank you. We might need a vote. Authorizing issuance of credit card to utility systems manager Margaret Faulkner. We've got three resolutions. We can do all of those with one vote, I believe, unless there's a someone that wants to pull one of these for a separate discussion.
President Sasania, this is Jeff Minnery. I suggest that if there's anybody that wants to pull in any directors that want to pull an item, allow them to pull it. Otherwise, you can adopt the consent agenda in whole with one vote.
Right.
After public comment.
We already took public comment for the consent agenda.
Thank you.
We took public comment on administrative committee reports and consent agenda.
Talk
about any of the consent agenda. And it's all pretty much cleanup. I appreciate the fact that when we get a revised policy, that we get the new policy and then strike out of the old one too. It makes it very easy to compare just what the changes are. And so with that, I think we've talked about the consent agenda, unless anyone has anything that they want to take for separate consideration.
Okay, can I make a motion now?
I would appreciate it.
Okay, so I move that the board go ahead and receive and file the administrative and committee reports and approve the consent agenda.
I'll second that. This is Chris. I think I won that one.
Let's thumb wrestle. No, we can't. We're Zooming. So let's have a roll call vote, please.
Director Ohilke.
Yes.
Vice President Womack.
Yes.
Director Forcroy.
Yes.
Director Millage. Director Millage?
Wait.
You're yes. on. Thank you. And President Desenia.
Yes. Okay. With that, future agenda items, does anyone have anything that they want to add to the agenda in the future, besides the letter that Mr. Munns is going to bring back to us? Okay, any closing board comments? Woof.
I believe the dog has a comment.
Yes, yeah, I think so. They must be watching the television returns. With that, we're going to go ahead and adjourn. And thank you, everyone, and be safe.
Thank you, everyone.
Hey, good night.
Thank you.